This is Wade Ranthke with the Chief Organizer's Report. A semester ends in the climb for a GED. It's always important to pay attention in class, so I carefully listened and watched as the GED students and their tutors came together for a potluck lunch at the Dominican Center to mark the passing of another semester of study. I'll stand first in line with those that scoff at service delivery as a band-aid over the killing wounds of injustice and inequality, or as a path of social change. But never let it be said that we should not respect those who struggle forward and those who join with them to support the fight. There were fewer than 20 that came together in Milwaukee in mid-morning, but there was an excitement in the room. Some had been there for hours already preparing something for the potluck, so there was food for 50. Sister Patricia, who oversees the multi-ring circus at the center, was stirring sherbet into a punch bowl with some fizzy concoction for a punch without a name, but that the Fort Smith native assured me was an old southern recipe of hers. People were dressed for the occasion, but it was their smiles that lit up the room as they sat in the tables with balloons flying from each one. The GED tutoring runs every morning from 9 to almost noon, Monday through Thursday. Students each take a table with a tutor sitting close by working the lesson plan. I'd often seen them during my monthly visits throughout this year. After our leadership development sessions in the evening, we've always had to reassemble the room before we left. It was a habit. No one questioned it. Like camping in the wilderness, we would leave no traces behind us. This was my opportunity to be a fly on the wall at this part of the operation that was so different from community organizing, although one of the leaders turned out to also be on the GED path in these sessions as well. The program was straightforward but effective. Sister Patricia saluted the students and noted the ones that were absent, working or ill, along with the tutors who are also volunteers. The only student getting special shout out was one woman who most faithfully attended. This was about the process, not just the result. The chief instructor asked everyone to offer a reflection to begin the program. It was moving to hear people stand up and express their gratitude for the tutors and the opportunity, just as the tutors expressed their gratitude for the students. It was refreshing to hear the tutors apologize for pushing people and continue to commit to improving the program. One volunteer talked about the field trips the students had been on, and that was a marvel. They'd visited a house in Wisconsin that was a stop on the Underground Railroad. They'd been to a play they called The Five Mo's, about five guys, one of whom was named No Mo. They'd been to museums, libraries, and hither and yon. They loved the experience and talked excitedly about it. Every person received applause. I've been to my share of graduation exercises, but I don't know if I ever enjoyed one more than sitting listening to the GED class ending another semester in the Imani neighborhood of Milwaukee. This is Wade Ranthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.